Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We're glad you are here in a journey into the light spiritual radio. And I am your host, Michael Long. And we have a great guest coming up right now. Helen Basinger is from Spain. And she is going to be speaking about releasing negative emotions. And we do have a caller up here. We'll be coming up here in just a minute or a couple minutes. And then anybody else that wants to call on in, I'm sure we have time for a couple calls today. As Helen is a clinical hypnotherapist and uses regression, past life regression, cord cutting, spiritual release, and many, many other modalities, and you can reach Helen here. We do have listed here on the show page all of Helen's contact information. She does have a U.S. phone number, making it very easy for you to contact her. Also, website, email, all listed right here on the show page. The radio phone number to call on in right now to speak to Helen is 347-884-8245. So let's bring on Helen into the show. Welcome back, Helen.
Hey, hello. How are you, Michael?
Doing good. Yourself? Looking forward to the topic today.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. It was interesting that you start the bumper music with Power to the People, because, what I want to do is to explain Well, explain what I do by showing people that how they can do this themselves, actually. So we can I'll work with some people online, but what I'm going to show people is that we can actually use our own imagination, our own mind, to heal ourselves, but not just to heal ourselves physically, but to heal ourselves emotionally. To heal ourselves emotionally as well, and spiritually, actually, but that's a kind of another issue. So I thought it was a good choice of bumper music, so very good.
Well, thanks. It always seems to connect, spirit connects it very well, so. So if you want to go ahead and get into the topic, and then we'll go ahead and bring Sandy on from Georgia.
Oh, okay, perfectly. That's wonderful. The idea is this. Now, that some people may have already come across the idea that they could visualize perhaps a headache. You know, somebody will say, well, what color is your headache and what part of your head is it in? I remember doing this years and years ago at some seminar I went to back in when I was in my 20s. And, somebody had a headache, and so they visualized it as, I don't know what it was, like a black ball or something behind their eye. And then slowly you'd move it out, or you'd shrink it, or you'd do something to it, until in the end you could actually get rid of your headache. And, you know, I think people are kind of, lots of people have heard of that kind of thing. And they may also have heard of people, you know, doing meditations where they imagine tumors or things like that slowly becoming smaller and smaller until they finally disappear, and it working, and that tumor just disappearing, and they turn up at the hospital, you know, a month later, and the thing's gone, and the doctor says, well, how do you do that? You say, well, I just imagined it away. And obviously a hypnotherapist's job is to assist with that, because it's maybe not so easy for someone to do it by themselves, especially if they're not used to doing it, but a hypnotherapist's job is to show that person how that they can literally create a movie in their mind, if you like, of the thing happening that they want to happen, and have it happen in the physical world. And it's quite an extraordinary thing that we are able to do that. And it's, you know, what's really sad, I think this is, you know, crazy really, but this kind of idea isn't taught in schools, because actually children are amazing at visualizing things. I mean, they've got incredible imaginations, as you know. And what you can teach a child how to do this real early on, so that a lot of issues that we have as adults would already be sorted out, because that child, when something bad happened and they got told off and they felt really bad about themselves, whatever it was, that bad feeling could be removed if they just knew how to do it. We don't have to do it, just like I said, we don't have to do it with physical things. We can do it with emotional things. Now, you might say, well, okay, it's all very well, a pain, you can kind of imagine, yes, it's a sharp pain, it feels like a knife in my stomach, or, you know, but how on earth do you visualize what, say, sadness feels like? Because we're not used to thinking of it as a thing. But you can do. You can actually start to visualize sadness or anxiety or fear or unworthiness or jealousy or craving or whatever it happens to be, anger. If you focus, and this is what I spend a lot of my time doing with clients, if you really focus and think about it, you can actually give everything, every feeling can be reduced in by the mind, our brilliant mind, can be reduced to some kind of physical thing. So it might look like a person, by the way. Sometimes it looks like somebody, it looks like a scary person, or it looks like a sad person, in which case, well, that actually opens up a whole other area of spirit release and so on, because sometimes those people, if you like, are kind of real in terms of actual souls that are hanging around. But sometimes they're just images which depict that particular frequency, which is that particular emotion. And it can look like an object. You know, sometimes I was working with somebody this afternoon, and they saw this particular feeling as this metal disc that was stuck right in their heart, which is interesting, because quite often you see these emotions as solid objects, and they're acting as blocks. And in fact, there was another one just yesterday where it actually was a, a physical block that somebody saw, literally like a cube that was, you know, right stuck in their energy field. And once these are removed, the emotion is gone. And it sounds, to most people, that sounds like, you know, either sort of hocus pocus or totally weird. But it's absolutely true. It's because everything is energy. You know, my leg is just feeling a bit squishy because it's vibrating at a certain frequency. And, you know, colors are different frequencies. We know that. And we know light's a different frequency and all of those kinds of things. And sound, obviously, you know, low sounds, high sounds. But also emotions are just frequency. And we can use out the power of our mind to raise up the frequency of that emotion and turn it into something positive. And in the case of, for example, in the case of fear, we turn it into a feeling of peace, which is a wonderful thing. So these blocks that people are seeing, that where they see their emotions as blocks, truly are just simply blocks to what was there originally, what should be there, what is our essence, which is this feeling of peace, love, bliss, and all the rest of it. So anyway, I shall open it up. You said that there's a lady there. I'd love to have her experience this and give a demonstration of what I'm talking about.
Okay, great. So let's bring on Sandy in Georgia. Welcome.
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hey, Sandy. Oh, you're a guy, Sandy, right?
No, I'm a girl. I've got kind of a congestion, either allergies or a cold.
Okay, one, you don't know which it is. And is that what you wanted to work on, or did you want to work on something else?
It would be okay, but I really would rather work on something, I guess, irritation with my brother.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's work on that. So it's a good example. Irritation, and it's funny that you've got this irritation in your nose and in your face and so on at the same time. It's often the way. But if you close your eyes a minute, you close your eyes and think about your brother, and think about that irritation that you feel, and just become aware of your body for a minute. I know we spend a lot of time in our head, but just become aware of your entire body, not just your head, not just your around your face and all that, but your entire body, and think irritation, frustration, anger. Where do you feel it in your body? Now, you may feel it everywhere, or you may feel it in one particular place, but where do you notice that irritation most when you think about it?
No particular place, I think.
And so it's what? So
maybe in my heart.
In your heart, right. So does it feel like something's stuck in your heart? Or does it feel like something's kind of squeezing around? Or what kind of a feeling is that?
Sadness.
Ah, it's a sadness. So that's a different feeling, isn't it? And it's funny, actually, because sad, the feeling of being sad or grief and sorrow is actually related to sinuses and mucus and the nose and so on. And actually, usually you'll find that underneath all anger is always some kind of hurt or sadness. So let's focus on that instead. So feel that sadness that's around your heart. Well, if sadness had a color, what color would it be?
Maybe orange.
Orange, yeah. And that orange sadness, does it feel like something really heavy and solid? Or is it more goopy, or does it just squeeze around? What would it have to look like to feel that way? And does it feel like something
real heavy?
Really heavy, right. Was it heavy like lead or metal or rock or?
Like mud.
Like mud, okay. I want you to see that heavy block of orange mud. Now I want you to imagine that above your head, about a foot above your head, is an opening. And through that opening is the light. It's this beautiful, beautiful white light. Now, when you switch on a light, you can't have darkness. You can't. The darkness doesn't exist anymore. Obviously, it just turns into light. In the same way, when we move up things into this space, they're going to convert into light. So I'm going to help you, and we're just going to grab hold of that lump of mud, because it is there, but it's not you. And all it's doing is it's weighing you down and holding you back, and it's causing all kinds of disease and so on. It's no good. So we're going to lift it up and pull it out of your body, pulling it up out of your lungs, out of your chest, out of your heart. And I'm helping you now. You just watch as that big lump of orange mud just goes towards the light, and you watch. As it goes into the light, look at it. It just turns into light. It just turns into this beautiful, beautiful white light. That's it. Just letting it go into the light. That's it. Let it go. And then take a deep breath through the best you can. Take a deep breath. And then blow it out as it. And then go back into your body. Go back into your body. And just think about that sadness and grief that was underneath, that hurt that was underneath, that frustration and irritation. Feel that sadness. On a scale of 0 to 10, if 10 was really sad and 0 was none, where would you be on that scale now?
Now, maybe 7.
Mm-hmm. And so feel it now, that sadness, that's painful grief. Where do you feel it now in your body?
My stomach.
Uh-huh. And does it feel like it's stuck in there or squeezing around?
Oh, it causes nausea.
Right. So what, you think it'd be more like squeezing?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. So in order to squeeze like that, what would cause that? I mean, is it like somebody's hands squeezing around or some kind of a band, or what would it have to be?
Maybe somebody's hands.
Mm-hmm. So look at those hands. Those hands, do they seem like male hands, female hands? What kind of hands are they?
Maybe a pair of hands, maybe both.
Mm, pair of hands, okay. So imagine, these four hands, two people, and imagine you looked up the arms, you looked up the chest, and you step back and you look at the faces. Who are those two people?
My brother and his wife.
Right. So see them there. What is it? What is it about them? What's going on with them that they want to cause this unhappiness in you?
Whether they want money, and they want my dad's money.
Right. Okay. So what? They're angry because they want what was given to you. Is that it?
No, it's not what's given to me. It's dad's money. Dad's alive.
I see.
They want it. They want dad's money now, and it's supposed to be delivered 50% to me and 50% to my brother. And they want my brother is trying to get my dad to believe that I'm a bad person, and
right.
That since I'm in charge of everything, supposedly.
I see. So they're being not too nice, really.
No. It's not.
Not playing it fair. No, okay. I want you to see, what is it in them? Is it fear that motivates them? Is it just plain greed? Is it... What is it?
It's more greed than anything.
Okay.
Entitlement, you know?
A feeling of entitlement, right. I want you to notice, focus on your brother and focus on you in your own physical body, and just notice that there's some kind of a cord or rope or something, a chain that's connecting you to your brother. It goes from a part of your body to a part of his body. Do you see that?
Maybe to my back.
Yeah, your back. That's sneaky people tend to go from the back. And where is it connected on him?
His hands.
Is he holding it?
Pulling it.
Yes. What's that cord made out of?
Maybe wire.
Like a wire. Okay. I want you to see that wire. I know it's difficult because it's in the back, so I'm just gonna call upon Archangel Michael and send down one of those huge, beautiful soldier angels of light with a big sword. And he's just going to cut, poof, and just cut through that wire, cut it right through the middle. Then he's going to reach down, and you're going to allow him just to pull it out of your back. Pulling it out of your back there, that may have roots, I don't know, but he's just going to pull it out anyway. Allow it to be pulled out of your body. Okay. Now I want you to turn around and look at your brother and tell him to drop that cable that he's got in his hand. You say, drop it now. Does he do it or not?
He's looking at me like, no.
Okay. Right, then I just command that angel of light just to take the back of his sword, the pommel of the sword, and just whack it, bam, right on his hand. Ooh, and he has to drop it. Because, you see, nobody has a right to do that to somebody else.
Yeah.
There's something called free will, right?
Uh-huh.
And so we're just going to pick up those bits of wire, and there's a furnace over there. You're going to open that furnace door. It's really hot in there. And you're going to throw those cables, those wires, into that furnace, and you watch as they become red hot. When they get white hot and they melt, whoop, and all that wire, just the liquid metal just goes down, little factory below, they'll make it into a bicycle bell or something like that. Then shut the furnace door, and then I'm going to ask that angel just to take some of that beautiful healing gel in that pot over there and just put that healing gel in that small wound in your back. And you just notice it goes deep inside and just heals that wound in your back. Now turn and look at your brother. How does he seem now?
Maybe ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not. Maybe he feels like he's been caught.
Yes, that's something different, isn't it?
Yeah,
feeling that thing. I mean, do you think he has the capacity for real, you know, love and compassion?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think he's a bit of a sociopath.
Right, okay. Well, apparently 6% of the population are born like that and 6% are made like that through abuse. There's a lot of people. And I don't know which one he is, but in any case, the fact is you need to take that into account. And I'm sure your father's not I'm sure that he hasn't gone unnoticed as far as he's concerned.
No, it hasn't.
No, exactly. So
no,
what
it hasn't. There's fear.
There's fear, okay. So he's scared of him?
Yeah, he's scared of him.
Right, yeah, well, that's understandable. So the thing to do is to join forces with your dad, and you just literally focus on an incredible, loving bubble of light protecting you and him. And, you know, what I've just done, if you want to lead your father through that same process and remove whatever it is that's tied to him, because your brother will be feeding off or controlling your father in the same way. So you need to cut those, you can cut those ties for your dad and then join forces and, you know, keep sending out, just put yourself in as much of a loving space as you can. That is your best protection, seriously. And whatever he does, you just keep coming back to that loving space. And you just imagine yourself in a bubble of light with a, and put a mirrored coating on the outside and know that anything he does simply gets reflected back to him. Okay? It's difficult dealing with people like this. I mean, and obviously you stay away from someone like that as much as you can. Obviously, it's your brother, family. It's very difficult when you have one of those kinds of creatures living in your family. When I say creatures, because there's an aspect to them which is not entirely human. And, yeah, I don't know how it came there, whether it was just because he was very damaged as a child, or I guess some people also are born that way.
No, it wasn't even that. My parents was always dangling the inheritance, and I would not respond. My response was, you know, it's yours, you know, don't use it to control me. And my brother saw it and took advantage of it.
Right.
And he made it where, you know, my family ostracized me pretty much.
Right. And how are they now with you?
Well, my mom passed, but before she passed, she realized, I think, because she went into the light and then came back out and tried to tell my brother, stop doing what you're doing, and wouldn't, you know, say what he was doing, but he knew.
Yeah.
And my dad just, you know, he's, I think, kind of reverted to a child.
Has he? Yeah, it can happen that way. It's very, very difficult. I mean, it's a whole other longer conversation. But the thing,
yeah.
your best protection really is to stay in that space of love. You connect to your dad the best that you can, and you know, you just pray and keep yourself in a clean space, because there's nothing when someone's like that. Talking to him, to them in a rational human way makes absolutely no difference.
Right.
Because they don't, it's a bit like, you know, you don't have a crocodile as a pet, you know, you don't expect the crocodile to act like your dog. It would be, you know, it would be foolish to think that. So you just have to kind of treat those people, you know, with the same distance, keep the same distance as you would with a crocodile. You wouldn't have it in your house, you know what I mean?
Right.
Hmm. Anyway, we're kind of running out of time here, I think. But I hope, did you find that helpful?
Yes, I do. But how do I remove the cord for my dad?
Do the same thing. I mean, well, you can imagine it yourself. You're very good at it. Put yourself in a kind of nice, relaxed state. You can imagine it between the two of you themselves, and do it on his behalf if he's not capable of it, because he's, you know, regressed too much into childhood. But if he can, just get him to relax for 5 minutes and see if he can actually visualize it himself. It'd be great if he could do it himself, and you can just say you see it, and then you can help him remove it.
Okay.
Or if not, do it yourself. Do it, just visualize it later on tonight and just pull it out, you know, cut it, do whatever, figure the way of how you break it, cut it, do whatever you need to do.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
All right. Yeah, it's a psychic cord. They're nasty, and they have no right to do that, so you have every right to remove it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Well, great. It was lovely talking to you. You take care. I hope it all works out.
It will.
Yes, yeah, it will. All right. Stay in the love. Bye.
Okay, bye. Take care, Sandy. Thanks for your call. Helen, less than a minute left. Do you want to tell the folks how people can reach you?
Yeah, sure. The easiest way is, well, if they want to call me, if it's from the States, it's 305-432-5121. Otherwise, my website is www.helenbasinger, which is BASINGER.com, helenbasinger.com, so just my name. And that's from there, from my website, you can find my email and Skype and all that kind of stuff. But that's probably the best way of getting hold of me. And I'm happy to talk to people. You don't have to set an appointment. I'm happy to talk to people about what I do and how I could maybe be of assistance. So, you know, I welcome calls from anybody who wants to talk. So there we go.
Okay, very good. All right. Thanks so much, Helen. Great show. Really enjoyed it.
Brilliant. All right. Thank you. Speak to you next week.
Okay. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ellen is here each Thursday. She's here at this time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is going to end this broadcast.